Goldstein is with us. It's very exciting. So Eitan and I have been, you know, having this wonderful Mechamta Shel Torah, whether there's or not like a real category called Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama. So Eitan follows on the WhatsApp. So Gavi, remember we were talking about this, and Tosos also it's very fascinating, right? Tosos is mayor, like, well, why didn't we just say that, of course, Nashim are Pturos, after all the Avodas, Bayom, Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama. And you could, I would just add to that, Aver Yomo Batel Karbano, so, you know, Kol Shekain. So he says, oh, well, Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama, that's only a Ptur, but it's not Mechal. He says, oh, what do you do with Smicha? Because Smicha, that's not going to be Mechalel, that's not a Posel. So, you know, he says, oh, but you thought that Smicha is Bechal Shechita, and Nashem can actually do Shechita. All right. So, you know, that was another manifestation. The next point that we saw yesterday that I just wanted to pick up with today, and then we'll take a look at the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, and then we'll be back in the Gemara, was really an important discussion, you know, that the Gemara has, Yudahavim, you know, that literally all mitzvos are in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the super Ramban. Eitan can be Mekayim the mitzvos, and we can't. But we can still Zoom with him, and it's nice that he's willing to Zoom with us. Here we are, you know, Kimi She'en Lo Eloha, Ki Gershuni Hayom Yistapeach Menachlas Hashem, Lemor Leich Avod Elohim Achirim. So the point is that the Gemara eventually concludes, right, that was the whole idea that Tosfos has. No, of course, the Gemara really knew that when it says a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz, that we're talking about not a din bia, but a din, you know, in a chovas hakarka. But the thought was that any time it says bia, like by tefillin, this week's parsha, vayaki v'yacha shem elokecha, right, or, you know, within this context, peter chamor, maybe those should only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, let me just mention, so he takes the position that Orla, right, contra Tosos. Tosos said maybe Orla and Chutzar is Dinder Rabbanan. Rashi said Halach L'Moshe Misinai. I mentioned the Reb Chaim. I think Eitan was there actually when we learned this Reb Chaim. Was that was it the Halach L'Moshe Misinai Mechudeshes, Halach L'Moshe Misinai Mevueres about Orla and Chutz La'aretz? You know, is it just an expansion of Orla and Eretz Yisrael? Is it really a different din? And we call it Orla, but it's almost a misnomer. Kilayim, Kiloy HaKerem is Midivrei Sofrim in Chutz La'aretz. And then we have, you know, Chadash, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Lazar, right, the way that we understood him, namely that it's Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, Alechem, Ekali, Vecharem, Elosochlu, Aretzim, Ayom Hazeh, Arab Yachem, Es Korban Elokeichem, Chukas Olam, L'daroseichem, Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, Bechol Moshe Vaseichem means, right, that it's, you know, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz. Okay, so that's where we were holding in the Gemara. So Tashma, this is Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Tamar Abayi, Mantani de Pali Galei de Rav Lazar Rav Yishmali. Tani Lamed Chashkamakum Shinam Rav Moshe Avinu Lola Achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Divrei Rav Yishmal. So he holds it's after the Kibush V'Chiluk. In other words, once the Mishkan gets to Shiloh, not the 14 years the Mishkan is in Gilgal. So Amar Lo Rav Kiva, Hare Shabbos Shinam Rav Moshe Shabbos. Right? We think that what's being referred to is Los Avaroish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. Bino Hagos Bein Ba'aretz Bein Bechul. So Amar Lo Rav Shabbos Kavu Chomer Asim Amitzus Kalos No Hagos Bein Ba'aretz Bein Bechutzar Shabbos Chamira Lo Kol Shekin. You can't bring a raya from Shabbos because Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol Tera Kula. Ayin, the Rambam in Hochol Shabbos in Perek Lamed Shabbos Avodas Kochavim. Okay, so Tosos comments, Varei Shabbos Shinemar Bambu Shabbos. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Bekutris Achsev Los Varei Shmechobos Shusechem Yom HaShabbos. That we mentioned yesterday. Tosos disagrees. V'lo Nehira. Da'itzrich Ledrash Achini Yishin Perakam V'deshabbos Shmechobos Shusechem Yata Ma'avir. Aval Ata Ma'avir. Guess where? B'meduros Beis HaMokin Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's a very fascinating dialectic that all of the Melachos or Shabbos are derived from the things you can't do to build the Mishkan slash the Mikdash. But once the Mikdash is up and running, the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Olas Shabbos B'Shabbaso, B'Shabbato, all of the Korbanos that have Zman Kavua, Tmidin, Umusafim. No, obviously, Nedarim Nedavos, even a Chagiga is Nedcha. Fine. Since Va'od Kash, the Kamar B'Sabach, Sevchachachachachachachachachachach, Hol, Binyanet de Moados, Ksiv, V'Hai Kral, Lo Ksiv, Binyanet de Moados, right? That Pasuk of Los Varuish, Mechom Los Roseichem, is not in the Parshas Amodos, it's not in Parshas Emor, it's the end of Parshas, at the end of Sefer Shmos. Latach Nira, the Korach Harino, the Ksev, Shabbos, Hi Lashem, Bechol Moshe Voseichem. It is Shabbos to, unto God,
in all of your moshavos, right, which actually is in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chaf Gimel, the Parshas Emor Lekohanim, Gabei Moados. Okay, good. So, the Gemara says, Midam Rabbi, Mantana, the Palik of the Rabbaz, Rabbi Shmuel holds that moshavos means the Achar Kibush V'chiluk, 14 years, Shema Minah, Rabbi Lazar, the Chumra Palik, Shema Minah, that Rabbi Lazar holds, but B'chom Moshoseichem, means Ben Baritz, Ben Bechotzar. So, Mechdi, Rabbi Shmuel Heicha Kai, what was he talking about? Anisachim. And he says, in the Sachim, right, which we know, it's big machlokas, we're going to see it inside in just a moment, whether Nisachim are noheg in the Midbar or not. The Ramban has a beautiful essay on this in Parsha Shlach. It's immediately, it's the immediate postscript to the Cheda Meraglim. You go from the Nisachim and then to Chala. We'll talk about both of those today. But in any event, right, the point is that if you hold that there was no Nisachim in the Midbar, in a Korbanos Yachid, that parsha is very different in the Torah, because the pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael ve'amarta lehem ki sevol eretz moshavoseichem bi'an moshavos asher ani nosein lachem." So bi'al moshav k'sibah usahachi kamer lamed shekol makom shenemar bi'al moshav eno lachar Yerusha v'yeshiva deri Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, fine, but it would have to say both of those bi'al umoshav. So ihachi amar Rabbi Kiva rei Shabbos shenemar b'moshavos. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel just respond? I only say that you have to wait until after the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk, if it doesn't just say, right, but it says that you're in your Moshav, you're settled, Yerusha, Yeshiva. So the Gemara responds, you're not wrong. I'll tell you, Shabbos is no raya. Shabbos kal v'chomer. So what's this machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva? So b'may kamiflagi, b'kirvu nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. Rabbi Shmuel savor lo kirvu nisachim b'midbar, meaning niske yachid. Rabbi Kiva savor kirvu nisachim b'midbar. So Amar Abaya tandeve Rabbi Shmuel, mapik meidach tandeve Rabbi Shmuel. The tandeve Rabbi Shmuel ho v'namru bios batoristam upirid l'cha kasa be'echa mehen. La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva, so avkol la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. We're able to make a binyanav that every single time the Torah says bia, that it must be la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. Of course, the exception to this is chala itself, because chala, everybody agrees, shina lavakasav, where it says bivo achem el haretz. V'idach, mishum dehava melech ubikurim shneksum aboyin ke'echad, that Bikurim and Melech, which again are very much tied into Eretz Yisrael, Bikurim is a more classical Chovas HaKarka. Melech is, as we know, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Shalosh Mitzvos Nisav Yisrael Bishas Kinisas on the Aretz, right? Melech, Amalek, and Binyan Beis HaBechira. So there's Shnei Ksuvim HaBoyin Ke'echad, that they only take place after Kibush and Chiluk, and you don't make the Binyanav. So Yidach Srichi. It's not a classic case of Shnei Ksuvim and Ke'echad, because you couldn't derive one for the other. Because of Rachman of Melech, Vilokas of Bikurim, Havamina Bikurim, to come is Hani La'alter. Of course you're in Mechuyav and Bikurim right away, not after 14 years, because if you're benefiting from the land, the whole point is you need a Matir, and Bikurim is Tafka Matir. Vikas of Bikurim, if the Torah only said Bikurim La'achar, Yerusha v'yeshiva, 14-year delay. V'lo kasav melech, havamina melech, darko lichvosh le'alter. As soon as he's appointed, he's not going to wait. So v'idach lichvosh melech, v'lo boi bikurim v'ana amina, v'ma melech de lichvosh le'achar, Yerusha v'yeshiva, bikurim lo kol shekein. If you tell me that melech is only after the 14 years of kibush v'chiluk, right, and by the way, Yoshua, it's interesting, had himself a din of melech, so then Bikurim will be a kal v'chomer. V'yidach ikasav hachi havamina midi dahava chala kamash malan. I would have compared Bikurim to chala because, right, just like chala is the reishis ariso seichem, what does it say about Bikurim? Me reishis peri ha'adama. Reishis, reishis. It should be an obvious, you know, comparison. Okay, so hashadam archobas hagov noheges ben bo'aretz ben b'chutz laretz moshav dekasav rachman agabi shabbos lamali. So itzrich sagadet chamina ho ben yonad moados ksiva tiboi kiddush kimoados kamashman. This works out beautifully for this week's parasha. HaChodesh is Elochem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Elochem L'Chodshei HaShana, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is only done in Eretz Yisrael. What's the one exception? When Shalohiniach Kamoso, right, Be'eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Kiva was Holy Echla'asya, the Sugya the Gemara Brachos, right? But the point is that essentially it's something that's tied into Eretz Yisrael. So you might have thought that you need Kiddush, which is very much an Eretz Yisrael kind of a halacha. So no, Shabbos, what we say is, right, Kiddush of a Kaima, the Kiddush of Shabbos doesn't depend in any sense on the framework for Kiddush HaChodesh, which is tied into Moedos. Okay, so Moshe of the Kasa Rachman Agabi, Chela V'dam, Lamali, right, obviously Dam is no Gmin Barat, but Chutz Laretz, Chela as well. So it's Rechzach, the Chamino, Ho, Ben Yanik, the Korbanos, Ksivi, Bisman Dika Korban, Nitzer, Chela V'dam, Bisman Dika Korban, Lo, Kamash Malan. So if you understand anything about Chela V'dam, you realize why this is actually a very good Habamina. The whole point of Dam being an Isser is that Dam is Laratzo, Salam is Beach. Right, so maybe when you don't have the option of offering it on the Mizbeach, there's no Isser Dam. Same thing with Chelev, right? Chelev, right, is only a problem when you're talking about Behema, the kind of, you know, Chelev which can go onto the Mizbeach. So you might think that temporarily it would be linked to the Mizbeach as well. If there's no Mizbeach, there's really no Isser Chelev, so Kamash Malan, that applies at all times. Likewise, Moshe the Kasur Rachman Agam Matzim Mar Lamali, Yitzrek Sakhdei the Chamina, Ho uksiv a matzis from Aror Milchlu, Bizman Dika Pesach in, Bizman Daleka Pesach lo. Right? Which is, by the way, on some level true about Marar, but that Marar Bizman is as only Dinder Rabbanan, that's how we paskin, because there's no independent Mechayev of Marar. I was telling this to my daughter the other day, and she said, hey, we eat Marar. I said, yeah, it's only Dinder Rabbanan, it's a Zecher. Because there's no independent Din just to have plain old Marar, you know, it's al matzos from Aror Milchlu, it's an experience within the Karban Pesach. It's true that by, you know, matzah, you know, by Erev, tochlu matzos, but it's a very good havamina. You know. There are views in the Amoraim, as you know, that matzah bisman is the Rabbanan, the absence of the Karban Pesach. The Rambam takes those views very seriously. He spends a lot of ink, you know, trying to explain why we don't paskin like those views. Good. So Bia, the Kasa Rachman Agave Tulin, Petra Chamor, this week's Parsha, Vaya Kivi Yacha, Lamali. So, Ami Bailech, the Tandeve Rishmal, Ase Mitzvazo, Shebishvila, Tikane Slaretz. Really interesting that Tulin and Petra Chamor granted that kind of significance. Bishlam the Mandamar Moshev, Kolmakam Shatem Yoshvin. If you hold that Moshev implies wherever you live, Bein Baritz, Bein Bechutzarts, right, if that's your opinion, Hainu Dechsiv Vayuchlu. That's why it says in Sefer Yeshua, May Avor Haaretz Me'acharas Pesach, Me'acharas Pesach Achol, Me'ikara Lo Achol. So it makes a lot of sense to say that the Isser Chadash was in effect right away, not Moshevos in the sense of waiting until after the 14 years of Kibush Shechiluch. So, Alma Ikruv Omer V'Hadar Achol. They needed to bring the Karbat Omer. Elman Damer Lacher Yerusha V'Shiva. If that's your understanding of Moshavos, like Rabbi Yishmael said, so Necholi Alter, so why couldn't they start eating from the Avor Haaretz, right when they crossed over into the land of Israel, which was in the 10th? So the Gemara says they could have, but they didn't. So what's the lim? What do you say? Yav Shalom Advoam El Eretz No Shavish, Shekvar Nemar El Ketzei Eretz Kanan. There's no more man, right? That's the Gemara in Tainus, that there was this chos of Moshe, that the man came down, and all three stopped the day. Moshe died, the Be'er went away, the Anan went away, and the man went away because Moshe was holding all of that together. Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Hayu Lav Yisrael, as we recall. So that was the seventh of Adar. They had plenty to eat. So Tani Idach, when Yisrael achlu as Haman arboim shana, v'chiyarim shana achlu, elo arboim shana chaser shloshim yom achlu. Right, because Moshe Rabbeinu died, you know, on Zayin Adar. So lo melacha ugo shotim yimitzrayim tamu bohem taman. That you start the clock a little bit late, that they already had like this prelude to man when they left Egypt. Also, this week's parsha? Is there anything in the Gemara that hasn't been rooted in this week's parsha? So Tani Yidach Veshiva Adar Meis Moshe Veshiva Adar Nolad Minayin She Veshiva Adar Meis Moshe Shenemar Vayamosha Moshe V'Hashem Uksiv Ayukku B'nei Shalos Moshe V'Arvos Moav Shloshim Yom Uksiv Ayachrei Mos Moshe Abed Hashem Uksiv Moshe Abdimeis V'Atakum Avor Uksiv If Ruba Kerva Machanev Tzivu Asam Lemor Hechinu Lachem Tzeda Ki Be'od Shloshes Yamim Tabru Es Hayarden. Right, so they mourn Moshe from 30 days. So Zion Adar is to Zion Nisan, then another 3 days. Right, to prepare. Uchsiv Amalumina Yardin, Rasor Lachodesh Harishon. So it's the 10th day of Nisan. Semeham Shloshim Ushloshi Yamim. So you have to subtract 33 days. 30 days of Avelos, and 3 days of preparation. I want to just expand on that in a second. So Lamafreya, if you do the math by subtraction, from Yud Nisan, 33 days backwards. So Lamata Shemeshiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe. Minayin Shemeshiva Ba'adar Nolad Moshe Shenamar. Vayomar Alehem. And Me'ov Eshrim Shanan Ochi Hayom. Lo Chalod Latzeis V'Lavo. Shein Tam Belomar Hayom. Atam Belomar Hayom. Melamed Shekadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshe Malish Nosem Shol Tzadikim. Miyom Liyom. Echodesh Lechodesh Shenamar. Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Okay, very good. So a couple of Hayaros, and then I want to see a couple of things in Tosfos as well. So first of all, this whole idea of you know, this like an analog to the Shloshes Yamei Hagbalah, right? That Ba'od Shloshes Yamim. So what I like to say about that is clearly the nature of the Shloshes Yamei Hagbalah is a din in the Hashras HaShchina of Maimed Har Sinai. And the whole point is that Eretz Yisrael is the Shechno Sidra Shuvah HaShama. It's the Makom HaShchina. So it makes a lot of sense that you have that same din of Shloshim Yom. A point of Yedios, the tension of the Gemara was Eretz Noshavis versus Kitsay Eretz Kinan. So what the Gemara had to say about that, the simple implication was Eretz Noshavis would be Eretz Israel proper. Kitsay Eretz Kinan was the Aver Hayardin. That's Rashi's perspective. You take a look at the Rashi. The first line of Rashi is Eretz Noshavis me'Aver Hayardin ve'elach. She chashuv me'Eretz Sichon ve'o k'desh gach Moshe shayim is'ave likani slav v'kari latova. Right? Ha'har ha'tov ha'zeb ha'libanon. Tosfos challenges that doctrine. Tosfos says, "Adboa melaret Noshavis pirish bekuntres hanam eber liyardin ve'ilach dechashum eretz ichon ve'og adboa melak teretz kanan hanol svas hayardin shu teretz kanan v'hainu eretz ichon ve'og v'yesh mifarshin ibcha the eretz Noshavis hainu eretz ichon ve'og v'kari le Noshavis shali krova lemidbar." Right, it was the, you know, it's close to the desert. It was the first civilized place that they came to, right? And then umafkabi bidbar behavi yishuv. So you finally come into civilization. Uktzei eretz Kanan, hainu sof eretz Kanan. So you could say the opposite. Come out to the same place. Ad boam el eretz Kanan. Well, kitzei eretz Kanan means they finally entered eretz Kanan. So, a couple of points to fill in Tosos, the two earlier Tosos, and then I want to swing back to an Ibn Ezra, and then come to this discussion that Tosos have about when we actually cross the Eretz Yisrael. And then if I can, to try back to this week's Parsha. So, Akrav Omer Behadar Achol, top Tosos on the page, V'yushalmi Maksha, Lama Lo Achol Matzah, Mechadash. V'yavo Asei Merav Tochol Matzah, Z'yit Chalos Asei Dechadash, right? Asei Do Chalos Asei, the Cheftz of Matzah. A very good question. Two answers in Tosos. This isn't the same status. Asay dochalosa say only applies if they were given at Maimon Har Sinai. Come back to that. Inami yisomar kegzerik zayis rishon atu kzayis sheni. That would only be true if we are absolutely mechuyav to eat. It wouldn't be hutra; it'd be dechuya. So this first thing in Tosos is really fascinating. Like, what? Why would that be? If it's a mitzvah, midaraisa, by Erev Tochel Matzah, so who cares that it was Kodem HaDibur? Why is Asi Dochalosa say it did La'achar HaDibur? So I wanted to connect this Tosos to a line in the Ramban. The Ramban says, why, anybody remember why Asi is Dochalosa say? Like, what's the Ramban has this incredible theory of it. So it's only true for one reason. He says, "Asei is dochalos asei," because all mitzvos asei are an expression of avas Hashem. All mitzvos los asei are an expression of yiras Hashem, and avod me'ava is a greater impetus than to be oved me'ira. So I wanted to suggest that, yeah, but that only makes sense, right? Once you have the mitzvos of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem,
if the whole svara for Aseh Docha Lo Saseh is that basically Avas Hashem is Docha Yiras Hashem and Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh, there has to be Mechayev of Avas Hashem. Okay, so small hayara. Tosfos. So Bnei Yisrael Achu Asaman Arboim Shana. Yeah. Shabim Tomer Amaylo Mapikle Kula Milsa Behedya. Pasuk says in Yoshua Zechsev Yishbo Saman Machrasa Pesach. V'lo Ahoya Od Bnei Yisrael Man Alma Dar Hashda Havelu LiYisrael. Okay, so they're eating it from their pockets. Fine. So Yishama Nichale the Medrash Midivrei Torah. This must be an example of where we're going out of our way to try to darshan it from Divrei Torah. Swinging back for just a moment. So the Tosos at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, it was a really interesting discussion. Very relevant to this week's parasha. Mimacharas HaPesach Echom Eikar Lo'achol. So Hiksha Ibn Ezra, Heichemin Mimacharas HaPesach Tavishisha Sar Minisan Shenikari Va'omer Do Mimacharas HaPesach Mimacharas Shchitas HaPesach Kamer Dain Utes Lov Nisan Shadayin lo nikra va'omer. The hachinami yishkachim harshas masi. The pasuk says, mimacharas ha-pesach yatsu b'nei Yisrael, v'im yatsu b'tes vav. So omer rabbi natam, it's a very good question. Dehaim mimacharas ha-pesach tahacha hainu tes vav minisa, na mikamar. V'yachi perusha dekra, v'yuchlu mevor ha-aretz, kolomar min ha-yashan, mimacharas ha-pesach. They ate from the yashan on macharas. We're totally different reading the pasuk. Sherei, hutrichu lechol matzos, V'kaloi dahainu chadas lo'achlo at etzem ayom hazeh dahainu tezayim b'nisan. So you read the pasuk with Tzadin, the pasuk in Yoshua, which again the pasuk there indicated v'yochlu me'evor ha'aretz mimacharas ha'pesach. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that's Yashan on the 15th, matzos v'kaloi be'etzem ayom hazeh is the 16th, right? Because be'etzem ayom hazeh is an expression that's used in Parshas Emor about the 16th in Nisan. So that's a very strange reading of the pasuk, but an interesting idea. You can't get around the fact that the simple reading of the pasuk in Yoshua clearly indicates that it's the 16th of Nisan. Ratzalomer Tezayin. V'lashon Torah l'chud, v'lashon Nevi'im l'chud. You're right, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Macharas HaPesach means the 15th of Nisan. In Nevi'im, it means the 16th. V'lashon Chachamim l'chud. V'lkarch tzarech lomer kein dim lochein, amai yitzrich l'meim arikar lo'achol, en l'chalik min tesvav l'kodim tesvav. Kevin d'akati lo'ikar v'omer. V'lapshitu Ratzalomer Tezayin, ha'ni Macharas HaChilas HaPesach. So very interesting machlokes between the Baalei Tosfos, between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, regarding the definition of Macharas HaPesach. So now I want to just tie this into partially an idea I heard from Rav Rosenzweig a little bit many years ago. We were talking about, we were actually learning Chulin, and he said, you know, you'll come to appreciate that Shechita by Korban Pesach is analogous to Avodas Hadam and all other Korbanos. Okay, very important idea. The significance of Shechitas Korban Pesach, very significant. It has many implications. So just if you take a look at this line here, what Tosfos is actually suggesting is very fascinating. Rabbeinu Tam says, anytime it says Macharas HaPesach, it's got to be talking about Macharas Shechitas Korban Pesach. There's no other option. So if I have to reread a pasuk and say for Yoshua, I'll do that, because Mimacharas HaPesach, you know, always and forever, can only mean Shechitas Korban Pesach. That's the emphasis. That's the Chi of Kares, right? There's a mitzvah sachila, right? V'achuas abasar b'layla zeh, but nobody's Chi of Kares for not eating the Korban Pesach. Shechitas Korban Pesach is the whole defining aspect of it. That's the, what I like to call the Kfira b'Avodah Zarah, you know, the putting it in the eye of the Egyptians. V'shachtu oso, that's what defines you as, you know, Kol Kahal Das Yisrael Bein Arbaif. So the Ri said, it's not so important, right? You have two different, Pesach can mean one of two things. He says, in the Chumash, you're right. It means Shechitas HaPesach. Machas HaPesach means the day after the Shechitas Korban Pesach. But in Navi, you know, who knows? Maybe Mimacharas HaPesach is Mimacharas Achilas HaPesach. So I just can't believe Rabbeinu Tam didn't think of that solution. But I think Rabbeinu Tam was like, you know,
opposed to suggesting that a Pesach could actually be a reference to Achilas HaPesach. Who cares about the Achilas Korban Pesach? The Shchitas Korban Pesach is everything. That's the Minoy. That's the Chabura. You know, that's where the action is. Good. Good, good. Another Tosos. Tzemehen Lamed Gimel Mafreya. Okay, let's try to get this in. It's kind of a technical discussion, but I think it has implications. So he says, "Pirish bekuntres shloshim yom amdu ve'arvos moav levechil shenisavi Yoshua la'sian hechinu lam tzeda l'derech shloshi yamim kidechsev od shloshes yamim atem overim nimsa shekalu shloshim yom even Moshe b'zayin b'nisan ulamacharas b'yom ches." So ches, tes, and yod they prepared and they went in on the 10th. Tiber kadosh baruch hu Yoshua shekodem lachin lo tiberim Moshe l'shina shara b'toch atzvos. Really interesting. He couldn't speak to Yoshua when he was in the shloshim, because, you know, there can't be hashras hashchina when you're all depressed. After 3 days, very difficult. Yesh v'forshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dibar Yoshua b'yom shloshim Deva Moshe Shehu Zayin Menis and Avagad in Hashkina Shor v'toch Atzvos b'kol yet makom. We know this is Halach and Avelos Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. So the he spoke to him, whatever, you know, after Nates, you know, so that he could get in the shloshim of Moshe and Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. So you have, he's speaking to him on the 7th of Nisan. He tells him to prepare for 3 days, and then they're going to go in. So the rest of Zion, Ches, and Tes, and they go in on the 10th. The Kamer Lub, O Shloshes Yamim, Tavruz Yarden, Levad, Meos Hayom, Shomei Bo, Yeshua, Amela, Miktei, Shloshes Yamim, Mimos Hayom, Shenis Yachinim, O Dibor, Dehainu, Ulamed Beis, Kimachi, Yasa, Shem Niflos, Dehainu, Ulamed Gimel Yom, Viyom Asir, Bechodesh. V'dochaku, I don't like this answer, Miktei, Sayom, Bikulo, So really, he only spoke to Yeshua on Ches Nisan, the Ibn Moshe, Dainu Ches Nisan, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Be'od Shlosh Yamim, Oso Yom Sh'amad Bo. So he spoke to him on Ches, and 3 days was inclusive. Ches, Tes, Yud, Dainu Yom Asir, Taboru, as we get close to the third day, we're going to go in. The end of the 9th of Nisan, etc. Okay, so Tosos feels very strongly that no matter what you say, right, we always have to defend this proposition. Everything is fungible except the hard fact that they went in on the 10th of Nisan. Oh. So we pointed out before, it's just really interesting. If you think about the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, you have these models that are very much, you know, like the Shlosh Yimei Hakbala. It's hard to... That's about the Hashras HaShchina. You're going into Eretz Asher Shemokecha Dorei Shusa, so you need 3 days of preparation, just like you needed, you know, Shlosh Yimei Hakbala for Maimon Har Sinai. And then when you think about it, The Rubicon, in this case the Yarden, that they crossed on the 10th of Nisan, right? So the what's the significance of the 10th of Nisan? Obviously this, right? Mekchomi ba'asor, ba'asor lachodesh hazeh v'kulehem yishalavei savo salabayis. So that was the moment when they repudiated the avodah zarah, right? They took the seh. Okay, vayalachem lemishmeres. You know the unique din of bikur dalad yamim. But the whole point was from that moment on, they were going to be distinguished from the Egyptians. Goy, Mikarev Goy. So what could be better? What day would be more appropriate to go into Eretz Yisrael, that we'd finally be, you know, separated from the Tumas Eretz Amim, we'd be distinguished as a nation, on Yud Nisan, clearly. Right? So all of these models, like, seem to, right, not be very obviously blatantly choreographed to express the notions of Korban Pesach and Maimon Har Sinai, Hashras HaShchina, Ben Yisrael La'amim. You know, all of these things are so clear. Okay, so again, just a lot of critical points there in Tosos. Shchitas Korban Pesach, the Rabbeinu Tam that we talked about here, you know, the significance of Yud Nisan is like a fundamental day.
A day of distinction between the Yisrael and the Amim, crossing into Eretz Yisrael, very powerful symbolism of that. And then, you know, the idea of, you know, just as Rambam says, if we go back to the beginning, so we paskin that Chadash is really an Isser Minat Torah b'chutz la'aretz. So as we go a little bit further, maybe we'll have some time to discuss, you know, how this plays out in practice, the famous fake sveka of the Ramah, you know, why, you know, many are mekel and chutzar, it's no judgment, just, you know, it seems like it's a pretty open thing that 99% of the Rishonim understood that you pass him like Rabbi Lazar, and b'chol mosho secha means main baritz, main b'chutzlaritz, so what's going on, you know, in chutzlaritz, what's this, you know, sveka sveka all about? So if we have some time, I'd like to try to discuss that a little bit. Okay, Eitan, quickly, things are going well?